This week, Muslims around the world marked the start of the holy month of Ramadan. That's the month of fasting, of course. But for the Muslims at Guantanamo Bay who've been on hunger strike since the spring, Ramadan is a far more complicated matter. The 106 detainees who were on hunger strike has now been updated to 104, but 45 strikers are still being force-fed. And with Ramadan, those force feedings will not end. They will, however, be moved. The Pentagon has agreed to force feed prisoners only after sunset and before dawn, in keeping with the customs of Ramadan. Carol Rosenberg of the Miami Herald regularly reports from Guantanamo. She joins us now from WLRN in Miami. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Todd.
Well, the imperatives of Ramadan, of course, presents a particular challenge to the already complicated situation of force feeding hunger strikers in Guantanamo, doesn't it?
That's right. What they've decided down at Guantanamo years ago is that in consideration or in respect for this Muslim month, they would conduct these force feedings at night. This year, because there's so many people on hunger strike and so many people designated for forced feedings, it's got to be pretty busy there at night. Because to get a forced feeding, you get shackled, moved out of your cell, and shackled into a restraint chair.
Has the Pentagon or the authorities at Gitmo given you or other journalists any insight into what Ramadan means to their sort of public image here as the hunger strike continues?
Well, that's a great question, because for years they've told us, kind of with pride, that they do these forced feedings at night. For years they've said, you know, look how much we respect their Islam. We don't conduct these tube feedings during the day. But for years, there were only about 3 or 4 or 5 of these long-term hunger strikers who they were putting these tubes in and pumping in these cans of Ensure. Now that there's this widespread protest, this generalized hunger strike, they can't seem to make it as convincingly that this is just one of the things they do down there out of respect for their Islam.
Have the attorneys for the hunger strikers responded at all to the Ramadan feeding plan? Have they said whether they approve of it or not?
The attorneys are extremely skeptical about this. When the Pentagon and the prison answered in court, they said that they would do it at night except for operational considerations or unforeseen emergencies. So they say that the military, for all of its talking points and pledges through public relations, didn't swear to the court that they'd be able to pull it off at night. Ramadan's just started, and I check every day. And so far, the military's telling me that they've been able to get all the feedings done before dawn. But we're going to spend the month checking on it.
Meanwhile, of course, whether the feedings are done in accordance with Ramadan or not still, in a way, seems beside the point. It has once again shined a light on the fact that we're force-feeding 45 detainees at Guantanamo.
For most of them, this is their 12th Ramadan in a row down there. And for 86 of them, it's their fourth Ramadan since the task force set up by Obama said they really need not be there and cleared them for release with conditions. So year after year after year, the same men are down there as prisoners for Ramadan. And yet the soldiers change. They come and go, meaning for troops, it's all new, and it's something to be proud of, to say to the press, look at how much we respect their Islam. And particularly for the 86 who were designated for release in 2010, it's the fourth one since they were told they might be able to go home.
Like all observances, Ramadan is a benchmark and a time of year to reevaluate, and it is down at Gitmo as well. Carol Rosenberg of the Miami Herald regularly reports from Guantanamo, and she does so for us. She joins us from WLRN in Miami. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.